In the calm of your presence, I am listening, God. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. In the calm of your presence, I'm listening, God. I am still, I'm quiet, I am yours. Let your word speak through me, let your message be clear. I need today the truth that I need. In the calm of your presence, I'm listening, God. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours.
As we open our hearts and minds, we listen. Listen for the inner calling that invites us to that safe, sacred place deep within. We still our thoughts and quiet our minds as we breathe into this moment. And we exhale. And we feel our bodies relax, releasing all concerns to the tender care of spirit. No matter what we could ever experience deep within our souls, we are at peace. I am tranquil as I experience this peace within me. I feel a sense of calm wash over me. Bathed in God's peaceful presence, aware of the divine peace unfolding me now, I know that I can rise above any seeming obstacle in my life, for peace is my natural expression as a child of God. I radiate tranquility as I rest in God's perfect peace. I trust my inner guidance, the divine wisdom that is always available to me, guiding my way. I take inspired actions as I am led by spirit within. I affirm right and perfect outcomes, no matter the appearance. All areas of my life are blessed as I act on God's wisdom. Health is my natural state. I take time now to bless my body with life-renewing thoughts of health and of wellness. I focus my attention within, and I give thanks that every cell, tissue, and organ of my body is infused with God's healing love. The power of God within me expresses as life. I am vibrantly alive and filled with a rejuvenating healing energy, expressing as wholeness, expressing as wellness. As I treat others with loving kindness, I co-create a world at peace. God's harmonizing power guides my words and my actions, creating ripples of peace from the very point of me into infinity. I contribute to peace by my thoughts and prayers, and by sharing my unique spiritual nature with the world. In the stillness of the silence, I rest and radiate peace to the planet. We now bring our awareness back to this moment. In this time of prayer and meditation, we have been renewed. We give thanks for this opportunity to bless and to be blessed in spirit. Grateful for blessings manifested and for all those yet to be. Even in the valleys, God is good. And so it is. And so it is.
Is Sean here, Leo? Bring them on in. Almost. There he is. Sean. Oh, I don't hear him.
Ah, there we go.
I hear you. Now I don't see you.
Oh, well, I see me. I'm sure Leo will get us there.
But I hear you.
Well, that's nice. I dressed up for today, so.
Well, I'm sure you look fabulous. You usually do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You might as well say it, though. No, I'm not presented in broadcast. I'm live now.
You're live now.
Audio only so far.
Well, since I can't see you, I'm going to just say good morning. Glad that you're here. And I hope and I'm confident that everyone else can see you. And I will probably let my information go about having a glitch-free Sunday. Yeah,
it says audio only, but that's okay because we're going to go to Kenneth. Kenneth is singing from Queens.
Oh, great.
And so why don't we hear, Leo, can you just take us to Kenneth's song, first song? Even in the Valley.
Great.
Upon this mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness. Here above the cares of life, but I've just come through the valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It was there I came to know my God enough to stand and to say, even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is faithful and true. God carries his children through like he said he would. Even in the valley, God is good. This road of life has led you to a valley of defeat. You wonder if the spirit has heard your desperate plea. But there is hope in the rugged place where tears of sorrow dwell. Can't you hear God gently whispering, I'm here and all is well? Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is faithful and true. She carries her children through like she said she would. Even in the valley, God is good. God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is faithful and true. He carries his children through like he said he would. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is faithful and true. She carries her children through like she said she would. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. God is good. God is good.
And I think my mic is still muted. Is it? No, it's not. No, it's not. Somebody tell me if you can hear me. Is there a way to do that? Leo, text me or something, just to make sure I know I'm not talking into the wind here. Even in the valley, God is good. I'm trusting. Is anybody going to let me know that they can hear me? Please. Please, oh, please, oh, please. Leo, can you text me? Okay, we're in good shape. Leo texted me. Thank you, Leo. So, it's Sunday, and my talk is called I Remember All That I Can Remember. And that's why we have to keep studying this stuff. That's why we have to keep coming back. That's part, you know, besides the fellowship, besides the community, we have to keep picking up these books and rereading them. As one teacher told me about Lessons in Truth, Emily Cady sneaks into your house at night and rewrites it. And that's why you have to you have to keep reading it. Now everybody's texting me to tell me they can hear me. Thank you. I get it, guys. I'm here. And so they love to write to me. And at this time. So I remember all that I can remember. It's shocking how much we forget on a daily basis about our practice and how to practice it. Because there are things we know better. We know better than to behave certain ways. And we know better than to scream and rant and, you know, put those ugly posts on Facebook or all in the name of educating one another and stating our fury, basically. And we don't have to do that anymore if we remember. When we remember, we know to pray and meditate first thing in the morning when we remember. But if I can't remember that today, I don't do it. And so it's an act of self-forgiveness to be kind to ourselves when we forget. But we need to keep remembering so that our belief level stays higher, so that even when we're in the valley, we can remember what's going on. Now, I was directed to the book of Mark, chapter 9, for this, the Gospel of Mark. And so there is music playing in the background here. I thought this other service was over. So excuse me, 1 minute, 1 second, not even a minute, just 1 second. I'm sorry. I had to go interrupt them. They didn't know I was on the camera in here. Oh, what's a glitch-free Sunday, really? It can happen from any end. Sorry about that. But and she was singing it beautifully. And so okay. So the book of Mark, chapter 9, around verse 22 to 24. So, you know, there's a man that comes running to Jesus. His son has evil spirits in him, and he wants Jesus to get them out. And Jesus says, "But what's wrong? Why can't you do that?" And he says, "Well, I don't know that I believe." And so Jesus first starts yelling, "Oh, faithless generation, how much longer am I supposed to be with you there?" And he says, "But all things are possible to him who believes." And the man says, "Yes, I do believe, but help my unbelief. Please help my unbelief. You help that part of me that has forgotten, that doesn't believe anymore, that no longer understands what I believe." Because it's daunting. It's like, oh my gosh, I know I believe this, but so why aren't I manifesting? Why aren't I manifesting health? Why aren't I manifesting money? Why aren't I manifesting a relationship? Why aren't I manifesting all the stuff I know it's possible to believe? I agreed with all my teachers when they told me it was. I absolutely agreed. I believed it. What happened? Well, I forgot. I forgot how to do it. How is it I've had colds that, shoom, I have meditated right up out of my body. I have had a broken bone once, that, or at least sprained something. Boom, instantly healed. There are things that I have done, so why can't I do it every time? How come we're not just praying this corona away? What's up with that? We all believe. And so what happened? We forgot. Somewhere we forgot. And somehow we started to believe in the sickness more than the wellness. In the sickness more than what we know to be true, what has to be true. Our bodies are not the reality of our existence. Spirit is the reality of our existence. And so we have to show up for our mind. We have to show up and wake up our super conscious mind. Now, I want to read in the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, that same chapter in Mark. I feel like I'm rushing through this, but I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about these teachings and to be reading them again. And so when Jesus and the three apostles came down from the mountain, they found a crowd there, and there seemed to be some disagreement among them. Somebody within the crowd around them all said, "Why can you drive out evil spirits when your apostles cannot? Is it magic that you use?" And Jesus said, "Who said I drive out evil spirits? Well, that man and that man and that man, and I've seen you do it myself." And Jesus smiled at the man and placed a hand on his shoulders and said, "I cannot drive out evil spirits. What you have seen was your own belief. For what you believe, you will witness." And that's a fantastic teaching. What you believe is what you will witness. So I don't say this so you can feel guilty or take on shame or anything, that we're seeing a mass sickness here. And it's because I believe it. It's my fault. It's not about fault. That's guilt, and that is not part of God. God doesn't need us to be guilty. And so, "I believe you have driven out evil spirits," said the man. "But to believe that," Jesus said, "you must believe that evil spirits are real and that you can be victim to them. Truly, I say to you, when you put your faith in our Lord, there is nothing you can be victim to." So if you look at that a little bit differently, when you put your faith in our divine law and principle, there's nothing we can be victim to. So if coronavirus exists, we cannot be victim to it. There is a natural course of things, but it's not about believing this is evil, this is bad. Because remember, the physical body, it's many of us make our transitions different ways, and we don't know how that works. And we, a lot of times, sickness is actually a purifying process. For some, it purifies the mind. It wakes us up to what is possible. We are here to prove God now. Let's look at it that way. I want to prove God now. And so therefore, if I am willing to radically heal the world through my belief system, through my thought system, through my super consciousness, then I need to look at this differently. Instead of as something that is attacking me or attacking my friends. And I know some of us have had friends who have family who have made their transition. But again, are all of us supposed to live forever? And I don't want to be flip about that. But I don't know people's journeys. And I don't know what everybody has said yes to. Because I don't yet know what I've said yes to. Do any of you really know what you have said yes to yet? And so to start looking at everything differently by going within, say, Spirit, tell me what to think about this. I know I give that message relentlessly, but I think it's good advice, isn't it? Go within to the highest voice, the super conscious mind. It's also called the Christ mind. And asking, show me this in truth. Show me this in light. Because my opinions are just that. Opinions. They're just opinions. Opinions are not aren't even facts. But they're also not truth. Because my opinions keep changing. Remember, truth is that which does not change. And so, yeah, Jesus goes on to say here, do not underestimate the power of, or Holy Spirit goes on to say here, do not underestimate the power of your own belief. For what you believe, you will witness. If you believe in evil, you will find evil around you, and you will want to defend yourself from it. So you will attack. You may say this to that one, or do that to this one, or you may attack with the thoughts of grievance, or your words of gossip. Whatever form it takes, attack is attack, and attack is not of God. And so in attacking, you have separated yourself from God. Now, you're not actually separate from God. We can't be separate from God. Whoosh, big relief there. Cannot be separate from God. And so, but you have separated yourself in consciousness from God. You think God is over there while you're over here. And so he goes on to say, I ask you, what is evil but opposition to God's will? Would it be God's will that you separate yourself from God? Does anybody remember what I teach God's will is? I was taught to me, and then I teach it. You're welcome to write it here if you get to it before I do, but nobody did, so I'll tell it. God's will for us is to be happy, joyous, and free in every given moment. Happy, joyous, and free doesn't mean we don't have feelings, doesn't mean we don't have mourning, it doesn't mean we don't have grief, but still, to be happy, joyous, and free. Well, how could we be happy, joyous, and free through all any of this? Because we know the truth, and by knowing the truth, we are set free, and that's really what it's about. We are to know the truth, and in knowing the truth, we will be set free. Emma Curtis Hopkins said, if one has known the truth, and one is not free, one has not known the truth. And so we're promised this as our inheritance, but we have to accept it. We have to participate in it. And so after he says that, would it be God's will that you separate yourself from God? And there was a quiet pause. And he says, it is God's will that you be in communion with him with every thought in your day. So when you think you see evil and feel thoughts of attack rise up in your defense, turn to the Lord in prayer. Say to God, it is not your will that I be separate from you, so it is not my will that I be separate. I rejoin with you by letting go of my attack. By letting go of my attack. How exciting is this? I give this attack to you, God. I give this attack to you, Holy Spirit. I give this attack to you that you may do with it as it is your will. I ask nothing of you but peace. Huh? Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that just amazing? Through prayer such as this, evil will fade from your sight. The God will protect you within God's realm of peace, and you will be able to rest for all your days. In the actual Bible, at the end of that, it says, in Mark 29:29, it says, and he said to them, this kind of, well, you know, suppose evil cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. And so look, and you're, when it's not, oh, please, God, this evil, don't try to convince God that evil is present, that there is bad, but hand them over knowing that knowledge and divine intelligence knows what to do with these thoughts. So just whoosh, you take them, and do not hand them to God through Facebook. Do not hand over your nasty thoughts, your disbelief, as it were, over to Facebook. Hand it over to Spirit. Hand it over for Spirit. Someone just wrote, I wish for nothing for you but peace. And it's like, do you? But would you wish that for your greatest enemy? Would you wish that for the one you fear the most, the one you hate the most, the one that confuses you the most? Would you be willing to imagine if we turned all our thoughts over, all politics and politicians, all of them, over to God, truly over to God, not telling God what to do with them, not telling God or Spirit, you know, oh, you must do this one's worse, this one's at this degree, this is that one. You know, some of the most spiritual people I know forget around their political stuff, or they forget around money, or they forget around relationships, or they forget around religion and spirituality. They forget when they gain weight. They forget when they lose their hair. They forget. And so my talk, I remember all that I can remember. And that's why I need to continuously be reminded. There's a wonderful prayer. It's actually in the 12 steps, and it's a third step prayer. And that prayer says, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulty, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help, of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always, meaning may I always be happy, joyous, and free. Now, I have passed this prayer along to many a person. Some people can't get past the first sentence in that. God, I offer myself to thee. I don't know what that means, but hopefully we in unity do. And so to look at it and say, oh, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt, which means I am willing to start having true thoughts rather than my opinionated thoughts. I am willing to start living in peace and joy. I am willing to start identifying myself as what God is, as knowledge itself, as power itself, as presence itself, as love itself, as omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence. I am what God is, and therefore I can react in oneness. I can react in unity. I can react in peace and joy. And I will do that, except when I forget. And so I must be kinder to myself when I forget. And there's a good reason for that as well. Because you see, when I'm kinder to myself when I forget, then I'm kinder to you when you forget. And I'm kinder to them when they forget. And in that kindness, in that generosity, that's how we start remembering again. That's how we start bringing, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. That is how we start to remember every minute of every day. We can still laugh and we can make fun of each other. That doesn't matter. It's when we become cruel to each other. It's when I have a friend who puts political hate stuff online, and somebody confronted me when I confronted them, and I said, well, you're not putting your politics on, you're putting your hate on. And the hate only destroys us, and it just wraps us all in a ball and makes us more fearful. But and so your politics, you want to put what you're for, fine, but don't be for or against something. Do you understand what I mean? Don't be for getting rid of something. No, before become pro love. Become pro-peace. Become pro-joy. And don't limit it to one candidate. Don't limit it to one party. Don't limit it. You see, or don't even limit it to one country. Imagine if we all became willing that all countries, the whole universe, joins together in love, in peace, and wisdom. I bet Corona would just have to leave because there'd be no container for it anymore. If we're no longer looking for a container for our rage, our upset, then the world would no longer be a container for sickness. It would no longer be a container for forgetting. There would no longer be a container for stealing and yeah, just the forgetting. So in remembering, even in the valley, God is good. And so on the days it's difficult, keep declaring, wait a minute, God is still good here. God, I feel like I'm in the valley. God is still good. Even in the valley, God is good. And I give over to Holy Spirit, I give over to the Christ in me. I give over to God. Use the word that feels the best for you. Give it over. I hand these thoughts to you. I'm not going to dwell on these thoughts any longer because they are not serving me to remember how loved I am. They are not serving me to remember peace. Lives in me. Joy lives in me. Presence lives in me. Power lives in me. They are not even helping me to remember. I am so loved because I can't not be loved. And so, as we move through our day, our week, our month, our year, as we move through these upcoming days and we hear news and we hear stuff, start to interrupt. I just saw a post, love your enemies, bless them, they curse you. But if you love them, they're no longer enemies. As soon as I start the process of love, I no longer have an enemy because there will be no one opposed to me in truth. The people might write hate letters and people might cross the street at the wrong time and they might forget to wear their mask at the store and what have you. But love lives in me. Love lives in you. Love lives in us. Love lives in COVID. Love lives in my books. Love lives in my universe. Love lives because love is. And so thank you all for letting me share today and getting dressed, having a reason to get dressed up on Sunday morning. And I can't wait till we all see each other in person. But in the meantime, there is no less love. There's no less presence. Declare it everywhere in your home. Look out your window. Only love lives here. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Let's hear Kenneth again.
You had come to set me free, letting loose my chains of bondage to lead me out of slavery. And so I left what was familiar in the hope of finding home. Surprise, the road to get there meant through the wilderness I'd roam. So in the desert I walked, doubting I would find a place of rest, never trusting out there just ahead you'd planned for me the best. And though the miracles were plenty and you cared for all my needs, fear remained within my steps. So in love you placed in front of me a pillar of fire, shining through the night. Keep the flame burning bright so I can follow. I'm looking higher to the promises you've made. They're my pillar of fire. not find my way. The flame of promise set before me brings peace and trust combined. The times I stumbled on my journey are when I turn to look behind. So when my slavery days shout to me to return to what I know, I must remember freedom's forward and turn to face the fire's glow. To the pillar of fire, shining through the night, keep the flame burning bright so I can follow. I'm looking higher to the promises you've made. They're my pillar of fire. But when I cannot find my way, so when my traveling days get lonely, or there's no sign of change in me, Lord, give vision of the thousands who marched ahead to victory. And as I learn to love the questions, you give me hope I'll understand. For there are days upon the mountain, that's when I see the promised land. Oh, the pillar fire, shining through the night, keep the flame burning bright so I can follow. I'm looking higher to the promises you've made, my pillar of fire. When I cannot find my way, hey, 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 they're my pillar of fire. When I cannot find my way.